Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank Rook, it's Friday.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, JB.
Hi, Tim.
How are you, Phil? Sorry, I ruined the intro to the podcast this time. Right, this is the little brother to the main podcast, which comes out on a Tuesday. It was the BT Sports special. If you haven't heard that one, listen. It's really good. We had a chat with Austin Healey, Ben Kay, Paul Grayson, and here the moment when JB and Phil made their debut on live television on Rugby Tonight. But today our agenda is to look ahead to the weekend's action, and it's the final round of games in the Heineken Cup and the Amlin Challenge Cup. And there are some pools which are kind of done and dusted now, and there's some which are still very much alive.
Most definitely.
Brutal. I can't think of... I'd say that's the best kind of description of the rugby that I saw. There's a level of intensity at Heineken Cup that is... unlike domestic level, and it's just brutal.
Couldn't agree more. And also, didn't we say a few weeks ago, it's so much harder to pick the Heineken Cup games than it is to pick the Aviva games. You kind of have a rough idea of where the Aviva game's going. With the Heineken Cup games, very, very difficult.
It really is.
The only thing I would say, and we were talking about this on the way here, this Heineken Cup, although we say it's difficult to pick, is kind of panning out like a lot of the others, which are the French and the Irish qualify, and the English are the best runners-up. And this must be like the second or third year that this has been fairly consistent now. It seems to be getting harder and harder for anyone.
And the worst team's obviously not getting a look in.
Nah, but they're not going to, are they?
It's a good point, though. Irish or French clubs top every single pool.
Is that right? Is that actually how it's how it is at the moment?
Yeah.
In terms of our predictions, Phil, just briefly, because we all put our backing to a team. If it's the bookies' favourite, we score 1 point. If it's the bookies' underdog, then we score 2 points, and we have a joker as well for double points. So how do we get on?
I got two matches incorrect, whereas you two both only got one match incorrect.
Uh-oh.
However,
they're playing my wild card on Saracens today.
You did.
Such
yes!
And Tim played his on Munster, so Tim wins.
God damn it.
There was very few games that were really one-sided, other than the ones involving the Italian sides.
Yeah.
And looking ahead to this weekend's fixtures, well, I suppose we should firstly just look at exactly which pools are still up for grabs, because Leinster and Northampton...
Northampton technically can still top the group.
It's unlikely, though.
Yeah, it would mean Leinster losing at home to Ospreys and not picking up anything.
It's not going to happen, but same thing, it might not be as ridiculous as it sounds. I mean, they're two teams that are quite used to each other now.
But then Northampton do have a shot at qualifying... but it's out of their hands. It would have to take Saracens not beating Connacht at home for them to have a shot at qualifying. Mm.
In pool two, Toulon are home and hosed and done and dusted.
Yeah.
And again, Cardiff Blues have an outside chance of a qualification, but unlikely.
Yeah, same position as Northampton, except they have a worse points difference.
Toulouse are going to come through in pool three. In pool four, it's now Clermont Auvergne done and dusted. Harlequins are out. In pool five... it's the real big showdown. This is the tastiest of games. Ulster and Leicester in a showdown.
And actually, evenly matched as well.
Yeah. This should be an absolutely brilliant game. When's it on? It's on tomorrow at 6 p.m.
And in pool six, Munster are home and host. So I almost think let's just focus on the three fixtures which kind of matter, or all the fixtures which matter in the Heineken Cup, and leave aside the ones that are kind of dead rubbers.
Okay. Well, Northampton will be fighting against Cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cast did play really well against Leinster. Northampton will go all guns blazing, because if Saracens slip up, then they're in the best position to take that.
And they played before Saracens as well.
Yeah, so they will not know whether they need to win or lose.
So I would go for a home win, Northampton victory on that.
Pool 2, Cardiff are in the same situation. If they... almost exactly the same situation. If they beat Exeter and get the 5 points and Saracens slip up. So, Cardiff at home to Exeter.
I don't know, they're on a horrible run of form, though. They lost like 7 on the bounce, isn't it ridiculous?
They lost at the weekend to Glasgow.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure it's like 7 on the bounce.
It's 8 out of the last 9 that they've lost.
If I was him, I'd probably rest some players and then kick on for the Premiership. But maybe that's not the Exeter way.
Well, it's LV Cup the week after, so they've got...
So they can rest the week after.
Yes, LV Cup's back. Okay, so...
Cardiff or Exeter.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going for Cardiff.
Oh, it's a difficult one. I don't know what team they're going to put out.
Go for your boys, Exeter, and then that could be the difference. That could be the week one, then. Exeter come out on top. They've got none the week. Old Big Dave Ewers trucks it up at the Arms Park.
Stop it, Tim. I don't know.
Nakalabuki comes in, up and sets a target.
I'm going to flip a coin.
Dean Mum will be running him in from 40 yards.
Where is that team? Where is that team?
Come on!
Exeter.
Right. Exeter. Wow.
Yes! Right then, Saracens Connaught.
Yeah, Saracens.
This is the earlier kickoff tomorrow, isn't it? Right, 1:30.
Again, Saracens can potentially mathematically top the group if they get a 5-point win and Toulouse get nothing.
That's not going to happen away against Zebre.
Zebre, whose points difference in the 5 games is -167.
The Saracens know they need a win to qualify.
Saracens, if they get 5 points, they are automatically qualified.
Mm-hmm.
If they get 4 points, they're automatically qualified.
Home win, Saracens.
So Saracens will definitely win that.
Yeah.
Here we go then. Leicester Tigers versus Ulster at Welford Road, 6 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night. What a game this is going to be! We talk about games being brutal. This is going to be off the chart brutal.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? After my senses have been numbed after the Toulouse Saracens game last week, I feel like my pleasure senses are just all shot out, like, you know. so brutal, yes, but I think Leicester at home, being Leicester, they should win.
I'm going for an Ulster victory.
Wow.
I'm also going for an Ulster victory.
What? Why?
Leicester's still got a few people missing, and Ulster have not lost in the tournament. They're the only team who are unbeaten, and they've also got a very good points difference. They've performed well in every game. They've looked comfortable in every game.
You mean they're the only team to beat Leicester?
They've gone to Montpellier and won as well.
Yeah, but so Leicester.
So did Leicester.
So, I mean, the only difference is they beat Leicester once.
Yeah.
And Leicester will want this back.
I'm still going for... So, 2 Ulster, 1 Leicester.
Now, potentially, and again, it's probably not even worth going into it too much depth, but potentially, if Ulster scored 4 tries and finished within 7 points, but lost, they could still qualify.
If Ulster lost but got 2 bonus points and Leicester didn't get a bonus point, they would still top the group.
But you think if... Well, yeah. I reckon we should also pick Biarritz Sale, because that is a showdown, winner takes all, in the south of France.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, in the Amelin Challenge Cup.
Okay.
Sale beat Biarritz at the AJ Bell Stadium.
By the way, what a game that was. No, wait, it was terrible.
It was bad.
It was horrendous. So the weather didn't help it,
Mike. That was a Thursday night game, that one.
Yeah, Thursday night in the rain. And how many people there? 3, Tim?
Me and one other.
The cameraman.
It was pretty bad, I've got to be honest. The situation in this game is that despite losing their second game in the pool, they lost to Oyonnax away, and Oyonnax at home are a pretty tasty team. They only seem to win at home, don't win away, like a lot of French teams seem to. Biarritz are still within 4 points of Sale. So logic would dictate Sale need to just finish within 7 and then they'll get through, but it's a tight game.
I'm still going for Sale. That Biarritz team's shot, isn't it? It's kind of like a racehorse that stopped racing 5 years ago and is now wandering a Dublin estate. It's done.
As much as they're kind of very tribal at home and have all the pride of the town. I do think that their main focus will be staying up in the league.
Even with all that, they still play Aled Brew.
So yeah, I'm going to go for Sale as well.
Biarritz to win, but Sale to top the group.
That makes sense.
So there we go. All the others, the English teams in the Army Challenge, got Bath are already through, Newcastle won't get through,
yes.
Wasps are already through, and Irish, despite being equal on points, aren't going to get through.
Why'd you say that?
Because they've got the two... It's basically two good teams and two awful teams. Stade Francais and London Irish, equal on points, but Stade Francais on the... ahead of them.
Do not have the best loser, is it just at the top of the pool?
Cavaliero Prato.
Ooh.
See you later. So there we go. That's our predictions for the weekend. But are you playing, Phil? Are you back fit?
No, still out injured for a couple more weeks.
New injury, by the way.
Oh, is it a fresh injury?
Yeah, it's a shoulder injury.
Do you not know? Yeah, injured my shoulder just before Christmas, actually. A spear tackle.
Tackling big boys.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did the guy get a yellow card? Or red?
No, one of their second rows spear tackled me. One of our second rows was remonstrating to the ref, and the ref's words were, "It's not dangerous." And that was 4 weeks ago, and I've not played since. I had a steroid injection.
Did he see you get carried off?
Yes, yeah. He saw me get carried off.
And he said it wasn't dangerous?
Yes, his exact words, yeah.
Well, yeah, when we sign up to this game, and it's one of these things, we sign up for the danger anyway.
Danger of playing within the laws of the game.
Yeah, but the laws changed. Let's face it, Brian O'Driscoll ruined it for all people that enjoy a good spear tackle. And ever since, it's just not been the same. Anyway, the thing which you need to address, Phil, is if you didn't play with the big boys like you insist on doing, you might play more than three games a year. Can play for Broughton Park.
Three games a year is fine.
No,
get most of my Saturdays.
Don't go and play for Broughton Park because when we were at BT Sport and Austin Healey was having a natter with us,
oh, yeah,
and he asked about what level we played at. When Phil went, I played at Sedgley Park in National 2.
Yeah.
He went, "Oh, right, cool, yeah, I know it." And then when he went, "What about you?" And JB went,
"Phil, where do I play?"
I play at Broughton Park in Northwest 1. Austin Healey just laughed.
He actually laughed. I think he was laughing.
You don't want to be that guy, Phil.
Partly because it's not very good, but also partly because he wasn't aware that we played against his old club, Birkenhead Park. He thought that they were still up in the Nationals somewhere. So,
the mighty have fallen.
Indeed. Still beat us.
Are you playing, JB? What position will you be playing?
Well, this week I just came off a beating from playing Loosehead. I had a bit of success at Hooker. And then this week we've got a week off, so don't know what I'm going to do.
Week off?
Yeah, we've got a week off, and then we've got a game, and then we've got another week off. We've got no frozen pitches. So, yeah. You, Tim? Any plans?
Just more training for the Manchester Marathon.
Of course.
In fact, I've got upon editing this, I've got to go out and do 6 miles, 6 miles before I get home.
Do 6 miles before breakfast. Oh, no, wait, yeah. I don't. I hate running.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Phil, you can decide who sings us out today on this Thank Rockets Friday podcast. Who do you want to sing us out?
Who's your Friday song?
Can we have Andrew Sheridan?
Ooh, I've not heard that one for a while.
I quite like that. It's emotional.
We need to release Now That's What I Call Rugby Songs.
Okay, this is Andrew Sheridan with the tender song Where Do We Go From Here? Phil's choice of a song to sing us out on the Egg Chasers Rugby podcast. We'll see you Tuesday.
Where we go from here? No, I don't know. Where we go from here? Andrew Sheridan, thank you very much.
That's all right, man.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.